When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Welcome back. We are rolling along on this community day, if you please. It's really great to be here at Sleepin' Heavenly Peace's warehouse in Buffalo as we continue to learn more about this organization. Talk Sabres, obviously. They've got the Leafs tomorrow. Bruins on Saturday. Rasmus Dahlin is ready to go by the looks of it, and certainly was a key member of practice today running the team's power play. Jordan Allen, I don't know if you've run many power plays in your time on the ice, but I feel like amidst a large group of volunteers and I'll say community leaders here today, I was really impressed when you took the time to address people. This is Jordan Allen, the executive director of Sleepin' Heavenly Peace. From a national perspective, and really convey to those of us here in this community just how big a reach and how big an impact the group that you've aligned yourself with have across this country.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. This is an honor, and I love being here in Buffalo. This is we've trained over 400 chapters across the country, but this is my second time visiting this chapter. I'm always impressed with what they do. I feel right at home. They do incredible things in Buffalo, and the numbers of beds that they're putting out there for children in need is remarkable. My buddy Luke and I started this organization back in 2012 in the little town of Kimberly, Idaho, and we didn't plan on it being what it is today. We wanted to do a project in our garage with our kids around Christmas time that we felt proud of. We didn't realize that child bedlessness was a real thing. And we teased that isn't a real word, but we've discovered that it is a real problem. Because of that, we've had other people want to do what we do. And today we are, it's amazing. I sit here in Buffalo and there's signs all around the room that show the amount of volunteers that have come here and worked. I'm humbled because I think about being in the garage back home years ago, and now I'm sitting
Imagine
here.
Imagine inviting that many friends over to your garage.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, that's crazy, right? What was your life before this? Like, what were you doing and how did... I'm assuming this is now your full-time thing?
It is. I had a normal job. You know, I was in the car business.
Okay.
I was in corporate automotive, and my wife and I have four kids, and you know, I was a busy dad, busy husband, and we took this on, and it became a passion of not just mine but my family's. It was a family project, and we really do believe in our mission. No kid sleeps on the floor in our town, and we didn't want any kids sleeping on the floor in our town, and that was not just me. That was my wife, my kids, and apparently a lot of people all the way out across the country to Buffalo, which is awesome. You asked a question earlier about the reach of SHP. We've trained over 400 chapters. We've almost delivered 250,000 beds since the first bed we delivered in 2012. This year we have we've utilized the help of about 130,000 volunteers and over 500,000 volunteer hours to what we believe will end up delivering over 70,000 beds this year.
Wow.
Remember, Duffer, I tried to do the math of how much time I spent on the ice in my careers, and then we did Rob Ray, how much time he spent in the penalty box? 500,000 hours? I don't even want to do the math. Like, that's a lot of hours. We didn't even get close to that number. But what was the process of the very first bed? Like, did you go to a hardware store, lumber yard, and just get, you know, 5 2x4s and cut them? Like, what was the process of the first bed, knowing that now this process is pretty incredible?
The process has really evolved over the years, but the bed is the exact same. The dimensions from the very first bed we built to almost 250,000 later is no different. And that's actually pretty remarkable. We took a design. My buddy Luke, who's our founder, took a design that he kind of fashioned after a bed that was already in his house, one of his kids' beds, and he thought, I could probably make that a little bit better and tweak a few things. And then we had this frame, and we started to think about ways that we could improve the process. We felt the bed was the right design, mm-hmm. but we wanted to improve the process. What we didn't realize, though, in that, doing the improvements to the process, we would be inviting more and more people to be part of the process. Mm-hmm. And we weren't just building beds at that point. We were training communities on how to solve a problem that the community had, which was child.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation.
Free.
Plus free samples and free shipping.
Free.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Deck your home this holiday season with Blinds.com. Save up to 40% on select styles, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Bedlessness.
It's always good to have a Jay Allen here on the show, right?
Yeah. If you make a reservation in any restaurant in Buffalo and you say Jay Allen, they'll think you're Josh Allen. And then you're going to get in anywhere you want, at any time you want.
Are you a football guy, hockey guy, sports guy?
In Buffalo, I always say I'm cousins of Josh.
Okay, good. Yes.
And being a guy from Boise and he was coming out of Wyoming, I feel like I have a reasonable
That's a reasonable connection.
Bloodlines could be there. You don't know. The bloodlines could have crossed at some point.
He grows a shapelier beard than I do and maybe a few inches taller. But other than that, we're a dead ringer on resemblance.
Amazing.
Yeah,
amazing.
But you know, we were talking before you came on, like up in Idaho, there wasn't a lot of hockey at that point. Like hockey went Minnesota a little bit and then more in the West Coast. You say you like to go to hockey games.
Love
now,
hockey
like
games. Yeah.
Taking your kids, and I even said like it's even better when there's a lot of goals and a couple of fights. So that's so you're into it now.
My kids, I remember the first hockey game I took my son to, and it's the Steelheads in Boise. Mm-hmm. My son was able to get a busted hockey stick from one of the players at the end of the game. He wanted to stick around and. He's really good at trying to get free stuff, so he got a busted hockey stick, and he's 18 now, and it wasn't until earlier this year when we actually moved, and I'm like, do you still want the hockey? It's just a
so
piece of hockey.
So hard to part with.
He didn't want to let it go.
All of us turned them into mini sticks. It's just, it's
some
a
people
thing.
Turn them into furniture.
Right.
Into, like, chairs and whatever.
Yeah.
You get sticks.
I should have done that. Should have put it in one of our beds.
Yeah, you know what? Maybe I'll get you a couple of sticks and we can make special edition goalie beds. And that would work.
Jordan, one last one before we go. Yeah. Like, what is your message to people that may be hearing about Sleep in Heavenly Peace for the first time? You know, just to encourage, tweak their mind to think, yeah, like this is something I would want to do. How do they get involved?
That's a great question. SHPbeds.org is really the avenue to get involved.
Okay.
We aren't everywhere, but we're in almost every state. And we want to continue to grow because we know there's more kids. Yes, we have delivered beds to about 250,000 beds. Our application list is well over 1 million. So this problem is prolific, and it's silent, and it's no one talks about it. But there's lots of ways to be involved. You can be here working in one of our shops. You can go on deliveries and help put the bed in the home. Or you can donate. This only happens because of the donations of generous partners and individuals that believe in our mission, that believe that every child does deserve a bed. SHPbeds.org is the avenue to contribute, whether it's as a volunteer or as a donor. And we can't say enough good about our volunteers and donors. I'm partial, but they're the best volunteers and donors in all the country.
We've experienced it. And the volunteers here, they were right on. They're great. They were helpful. Like, they allowed us to just do the job, right? And it was fantastic, so that was good.
Jordan, happy holidays to you and your family.
You too.
Thank you so much for your presence here
in
our
community.
It's
an honor being here.
Thank you for being in Buffalo for the second time. Next time, we're doing it big.
Huge appreciation to the Buffalo Sabres. You guys are awesome.
Oh, thank you.
Sabres Leafs tomorrow, Sabres Bruins Saturday. Sabres Live continues after this.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.